I haven't even banged my gavel. I guess you want me to start. Oh, my goodness. Good morning and welcome to the September 19th, 2013 regular meeting of the NIU Board of Trustees. My name is John Butler, if you don't know already, and I serve as the chair of this Board of Trustees. On behalf of the board, welcome. Ms. Bank Wilkins, will you please call the roll?
Before I say yes, Mr. Nicholas, could you consider giving us a bigger desk for future reference?
What?
Desk area. Here.
Oh, that changes everything.
Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Trustee Mark Strauss.
Here.
Student Trustee Elliot Eccles.
Here.
Chair John Butler.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Blakemore, will you please confirm that appropriate notification of this meeting has been provided?
Appropriate notification pursuant to the Open Meetings Act have been provided for this meeting, Mr. Chair.
May I have a motion to approve the meeting agenda as now proposed?
So moved.
There's a motion by Trustee Strauss and a second by Trustee Bowie. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? The motion is approved. I'm looking for Michael Muir. Is Michael with us this morning? No, was not able to join us. The first item on the agenda, and why I'm looking for Michael Muir, is the approval of a resolution honoring our board colleague, Sherilyn G. Muir. The occasion is the completion of 2 years as chair of this board, which occurred at the end of June. Sherilyn is the only member of the board to be elected to more than two terms for a personal best of four. A fact this resolution mentions among several other of her achievements over the past 2 years. The resolution offers a brief profile of an extraordinary leader who I've grown to have an enormous amount of respect for. And so I will let it speak by reciting its content, and then perhaps Sherilyn may have some words for us, and my colleagues may also have some additional personal remarks as well. Sherilyn, will you please join me at the podium? Good morning.
Good morning.
The resolution is titled Sherilyn G. Muir, Distinguished Service to the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University. Whereas Sherilyn G. Muir has faithfully served as a member of the Northern Illinois University Board of Trustees since 2005, and whereas on June 30th, 2013, Sherilyn G. Muir completed her fourth term as chair of the Board of Trustees since 2007, whereas Sherilyn G. Muir is the first trustee in the history of the Board of Trustees to have been elected to a third and fourth term as board chair, non-consecutive as specified in the board bylaws, and whereas Sherilyn G. Muir has also served the board in the position of vice chair, chair of Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee, chair of the Legislation, Audit, External Affairs, and Compliance Committee, as of August 15, 2013, Legislation and External Affairs Committee, a member of the Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee, and a past liaison to the NIU Foundation. And whereas Sherilyn G. Muir has invested significant amounts of valuable time and energy in service to the Board of Trustees and the students, faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Illinois University for over 8 years as a previous member of the NIU Foundation Board of Directors, the NIU College of Law Steering Committee and Board of Visitors, and as adjunct faculty for the NIU College of Business Mastery Certificate of Healthcare Professionals, And whereas beginning in 2011, Trustee Muir, class of 1978, and her husband Michael Muir generously funded a lecture series on professionalism within the legal profession for the NIU College of Law that features nationally recognized legal practitioners and scholars in response to the growing recognition that law students and lawyers need more guidance in professionalism to further the highest values of the profession. And whereas Sherilyn G. Muir led the Board of Trustees and the university through a successful search for the 12th president of the university, Dr. Douglas Baker, who assumed the office of the presidency on July 1, 2013, and will be officially inaugurated on November 13, 2013. And whereas following her fourth term as chair, the Board of Trustees elected Sherilyn G. Muir to serve as the fourth member of the board's executive committee, and she has been further appointed chair of the Legislation and External Affairs Committee. And whereas in recognition and respect for her championing of the research enterprise at NIU, Sherilyn G. Muir has been appointed to chair the board's first ad hoc committee, the Ad Hoc Committee on Sponsored Research Activity and Technology Transfer. And whereas we, as her colleagues on the Board of Trustees, want to express our appreciation for her years of service to the NIU community and especially her leadership of the board from 2007 to 2009 and 2011 to 2013, and look forward to Sherilyn G. Muir's continued service to the board, faculty, staff, students, and administration through at least January 2017. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University, in formal meeting herein assembled, extends its grateful appreciation to Sherilyn G. Muir for her distinguished service to the Northern Illinois University as chair of the Board of Trustees from July 1, 2007 through June 30, 2009 and September 15, 2011 through June 30, 2013. Be it further resolved that this resolution be presented to Sherilyn G. Muir and a copy of this document be placed in the official files of the Board of Trustees as part of the permanent record of the university and the great state of Illinois, and as a lasting tribute to the accomplishments of Sherilyn G. Muir, adopted in a regular meeting assembled this 19th day of September 2013, the Board of Trustees, Northern Illinois University. Sherilyn, congratulations.
And the board has this beautiful crystal book. It's a short book. It says, with grateful appreciation for distinguished service, Sherilyn G. Muir, Chair, NIU Board of Trustees, 2007 to 2009, 2011, 2013. Thank you, Sherilyn.
Thank you all so very much. As I'm sure many of us here feel, NIU is part of the fiber of our life. It is what we know. It is what we do. And it is a place that we think about consciously or subconsciously every day. It comes to mind when you see a car go by with an NIU alumni sticker. It comes to mind when you see those great billboards of 225,000 strong, and I'm waiting for 425,000 strong, sir. I hope in my lifetime that happens. It comes to mind when a student comes up to you and says, oh, so you went to NIU too? And I go, yeah, I did. And we have an immediate bond. NIU is, you know, we say it's a special place, and it is, but it's hard to describe, isn't it? I have trouble describing it. I know how I feel. I know it when I see it, right? But it is. It's part of your heart. And it's an environment that has such strength, and we have seen that strength sometimes in downtimes where we have risen to the occasion, sometimes in the greatest of times when we've had a transition, and we've embraced that tradition and that transition. NIU has given me so much, and being on the Board of Trustees is such an extraordinary opportunity. It is the knowledge that I've received through the gifts that people have given me, whether it's my private tutelage under Jerry in terms of proton and physics. It's my ability to be able to speak with authority and pontificate over the accomplishments of our football team, and to be able to talk about Jordan Lynch and about how we have won our MAC championships and we've gone to the Orange Bowl. And for a non-athlete, you know, for me to be able to pontificate on those matters takes a great deal of education. So you have a great responsibility with me. And my colleagues, you know, we are eight strong. And we are each as individuals, which gives us a uniqueness. We are appointed by a governor, which brings with it great responsibility. And it brings with it great individual responsibility. But somehow we're able to weave those individual responsibilities to be focused on the best interests of this university. And as long as we all focus on the best interest of the institution, not on an individual, not on a program, not on a college, but the university, then we will all succeed because we will continue to be the vehicle for success of this university. So I thank you for the 8 years that I have and the remaining years on my term and perhaps another term. We shall see what the governor determines. But for now, this has just been a tremendous ride, and I appreciate the friendship of each of you. I appreciate the wisdom that you have each brought to this table, and I look forward to continuing, and I look forward also to a tremendous, seamless transition to the chair under John Butler. Thank you.
Let me first ask for a motion to approve the resolution.
I'll move.
Trustee Bowie has moved. Trustee Coleman has seconded. Under this discussion, I think we'll just move and accept the resolution, and then we'll just offer comments. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm assuming there's no opposition. Thank you. The resolution is passed. And now, comments from our trustees. Trustee Bowie.
Thank you, Chair. I have had the privilege of, when Sharon has served as chair for six years? I've lost track of it, Sharon. Anyway, I was her vice chair, so I feel somewhat qualified to speak in regard to her dedication to her duties as chair, and she certainly has spent enormous amount of time and energy and effort towards this university, and taken personal responsibility. And as she has said before, the university above everything else. So I can't add any more words to the resolution that so adequately describes your accomplishment for us, Charlene. And all I can wish you is good shopping, and thank you.
Good shopping.
Other comments?
If I could just make...
President Baker, sure.
Thank you. I'm the new guy in the block, obviously, but I wanted to thank Sherilyn for guiding the search. It was a good process, and I've been through a couple of them, and they weren't as smooth, and they weren't as intricate. This was an extraordinarily intricate one with lots of people having input, yet keeping confidentiality. And I think she made a heck of a choice. So, just want to compliment her on that. Thank you, Sherilyn.
Trustee.
Say a few words. Dr. Baker, first of all, I want to tell you, you know, you stowed my line. I typically say I'm the new guy on the block. And as being the youngest appointee by the governor, and I'm not speaking of my age, but I'm talking about that too, right? Yeah. I will tell you, when I first got here, you know, I was calling, I thought Madam Chair was part of Sherilyn's first name. And when I see her and interact with her, I continue to call her Madam Chair. And so there's an adjustment period that I've got to go through. I will tell you, I want to thank you for helping me out, especially the first year or this last year, in terms of getting acquainted with the board and some of the procedures and policies and some of the do's and don'ts. And I appreciate you for that. First of all, I want to also say I appreciate you for your leadership in guiding us. We just came out of what I would classify as a storm as an institution. And a lot of times you can judge a good leader by their ability to weather the storm and take us through the storm. And although there may be some additional clouds in the air, I think you helped guide us through a very difficult period of the university. And so with that stated, I am glad to know that your appointment doesn't expire until 2017, and I'm glad to know that we'll get a chance to work with you for several years to come. Thank you.
I would like to offer just a few additional comments. I've worked with Sherilyn since I joined the board in late 2007. I remember the first meeting I had with Sherilyn. We met at the Naperville campus for lunch, and that was the beginning of what I consider to be a very strong relationship with an extremely dynamic person, meaning Sherilyn, not meaning me. Just to be clear, Sherilyn has a dynamic leadership style, and I think that at the board meetings you see only part of it. I'd like to share just one story, if I might, and I don't think I'm violating any confidence by sharing this story, but just before the board was to begin its deliberations on who it would select as the president, and I don't know whether this was intentional, but there was a moment when Sherilyn just let the board sit in silence for a period of time as we all reflected on the awesome responsibility that was before us after having heard from a number of stakeholders. And it, to me, was a sign of the character of this person that we honor today. She understands at times when the board is in a very difficult situation, a very challenging situation, and also times when we have much to celebrate. So I always remember that moment, and it was one of those moments where I, as a leader in training, found a remarkable connection, and I look forward to continuing to work with you. Thank you. Sherilyn, any other comments from the trustees on this matter? We're going to do something slightly unusual today, and that is move the chairman's comments. Not that that really precludes me from commenting later at some point if I think it's important, just to be clear. But we're going to move the chairman's comments up front before we go into executive session because we have an opportunity today to introduce new cabinet officers, Dr. Eric Weldy and Sean Frazier. And then when we're done with that, I might just make a few very brief comments. You're going to be hearing a lot of my voice this morning because I want to give these two individuals an opportunity for you to have an opportunity to learn more about these individuals, and also for them, if they will, be so kind as to at least come up and say hello, so we hear your voices and hear from you just a little. Since July 1st, Eric A. Weldy has served as the new Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management. Following a 10-month national search, Northern Illinois University announced its selection of Dr. Weldy in mid-May of this year. Dr. Weldy is a native of Illinois who brings with him an extensive background in student affairs at major public research universities, where he earned a reputation as a strong collaborator and a seasoned administrator. Since 2006, Dr. Weldy provided leadership support for 13 department heads within the Division of Student Affairs at Florida State University. Before that, Dr. Weldy began his professional career in 1989 as the Director of Housing and Residence Life at Eureka College, where he was also an adjunct assistant professor and minority recruitment officer. He then served as the Director of Minority Affairs and Student Support Services and as a minority recruitment officer at Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois, and then spent almost 10 years at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, including as assistant dean of students and adjunct assistant professor at the UIUC College of Education. Before moving to Florida State, he served as associate vice chancellor for academic support and student life at the University of Minnesota Duluth for 2 years. Dr. Weldy earned a bachelor's degree in art from Eureka and a Master of Science degree in history at Illinois State University in Normal. He earned his Doctor of Education degree in Higher Education Administration from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I'm pleased to introduce our new Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Eric Weldy.
Thank you very much. I just want to say thank you. It has been a wonderful experience for me the past 2.5 months or so, being introduced to the NIU community and really coming home for me. Been away for a while from the standpoint being away from the state of Illinois, but over the past almost 10 years, I have kept track of what has been happening within the state, keeping in touch with my friends and former colleagues who work in higher education. And so I have a special place in my heart for the state of Illinois, as well as our young people who are going through our educational system. And so I'm excited to have this opportunity to be here and to make a difference in the lives of our young people. And so I'm very excited. We have a lot of work ahead, but the wonderful thing about NIU is that we have more than the talent that is needed to move forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Weldy. In mid-July, President Baker announced that Mr. Sean Frazier was selected as NIU's 11th permanent athletic director, officially titled the Associate Vice President and Director of Athletics. Trustee Strauss and I enjoyed an opportunity to meet Mr. Frazier during the interviewing process, and he was indeed a standout candidate. He's a Long Island, New York native who played 4 years of college football at the University of Alabama and was a member of the 1989 SEC championship team. He earned his bachelor's degree in communication from Alabama and began an impressive career in university athletics. His administrative career began at the University of Maine as an assistant football coach in 1995 and he was soon tabbed as the athletic department's multicultural affairs liaison and was named assistant to the athletic director in 1996 and became assistant athletic director in 1998. In that role, he provided administrative support to Maine's 1999 National Championship men's hockey team. He also achieved a master's degree in higher education, educational leadership from Maine. Following Maine, he led the athletics and recreation department at Division III Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York from 1999 to 2002, was the director of athletics and recreation at Clarkson University in Potsdam, New York from 2002 to 2005, and served as director of athletics at Merrimack College in North Andover, Massachusetts for 2 years after that. Mr. Frazier has spent the last 6 years in senior leadership roles at the University of Wisconsin, serving most recently as Deputy Director of Athletics for the Badgers. During his tenure at Wisconsin, he served as the administrator for three revenue-producing sports, football, men's basketball, and men's ice hockey, providing direct support to the football program that won three consecutive Big Ten Conference championships. Amidst these achievements, he cites as one of his proudest accomplishments establishing the Diversity Integration Group, which brought together all of the department's diversity and inclusion efforts. He is currently completing a term as president of the Minority Opportunities Athletics Association, the MOAA. Mr. Frazier is pursuing a doctorate in educational leadership and policy analysis from Wisconsin. I'm very pleased to introduce and welcome Mr. Sean Frazier.
Thank you very much. This on so many different levels is special to me and my beautiful bride, Rosa Frazier, for a lot of different reasons. NIU has been a special spot because we've seemed to be trading a lot of personnel, coaches, and staffers, and I've watched NIU for many years, and I will say that my transition has been outstanding. It really has. President Baker, his cabinet, the NIU community, it's been truly a special time to kind of watch the evolution and growth. I look forward to my time here. I also look forward to integrating what we do in athletics into the fabric of daily life for the students. So I'm excited about that. I want to thank the board, the search process. I will also echo President Baker's comments that folks made a wise choice and a good choice for me. I'll say that, be a little bit modest. This is a time of transformational, but also too to capitalize on the momentum. It's a great time for that. So I look forward to being a part of that process. My wife Rosa, my children Marina, Maximo, and Marcella, we look forward to being part of the NIU community, and let's go Huskies.
On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I believe it is most appropriate to close this information item with an expression of gratitude to two university leaders who served in acting roles while NIU searched for the two individuals I have just introduced. Kelly Weissener-Michael, the Associate Vice President for Student Affairs, served as the Acting Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management after Brian Hemphill resigned to become President of West Virginia State University. Will you please join me in recognizing Kelly for her outstanding service to NIU in that capacity. Christian Spears, who's not with us this morning, I don't believe, is NIU's Deputy Athletic Director. He served as interim athletic director after the departure of Jeff Comfer until Sean Frazier arrived. We are grateful also for Christian's service. Even in his absence, will you please join me in thanking Christian for his dedication? There is so much to say about the beginning of one's term as chair of this board, which for me began in July of this year, And I want to thank mostly President Baker and Board Liaison Bill Nicholas for their help in working with me as I assumed these responsibilities. And we began the process of hammering out several agenda for two special meetings and a board retreat. I'm grateful for all of that help. Thank you very much. I want to formally welcome Elliot Eccles back to the board for his second term as the student trustee. Elliot's already been with us for a couple meetings this summer, so certainly we all know that he's back, and we're very pleased that he is. Elliot has become a very good friend of mine, someone that I enjoy talking to and working with on a regular basis. On behalf of the board, congratulations and welcome back. And so we have many things to celebrate. We've begun a new year. It's the fall here at Northern Illinois University, a time that recalls for me my own personal arrival here. I believe it was in 1989. As I have said before, it was like jumping into a rushing stream where I immediately found myself experiencing an enormous amount of empowerment and freedom and excitement. I came here as a sophomore, so I had spent a year at a community college. There was, as much as I respect that the system and our partners in that regard, there was nothing compared to the experience of coming here to Northern and becoming a member of a community on floor D2 of Douglas Hall, if I remember correctly. It was an exciting time, and I'm sure that it is for many students today. And of course, we have a team of faculty who have begun their service. I also recall doing that myself as well. I know a lot of work goes into that, preparing for classes, and on behalf of the board, I thank all of you for that hard work. We also have the start of a new season for the student government. I was pleased, as I always do, to attend the officer inauguration, I believe it was in April, where we installed a new student body president and his cabinet. His name is Jack Barry. And Elliot, can you tell us who the vice president and treasurer are?
Vice President Caleb Smith, Student Treasurer Ivan Garcia.
Thank you. Those are the executive officers, and there are a number of officers as well who do various areas of work on behalf of the students, and so welcome to them and good luck. We, of course, have a new president, Douglas D. Baker, who began in July, but he was here even before then. As I've already said, I'm indebted to him for the time that he has spent with me as I assume my responsibilities as chair and as we begin his presidency. Dr. Baker, with the help of Vice President Bittner and her team, have done, I believe, an outstanding job of rolling out this presidency and clarifying for the campus what are the essential priorities of this new president. And I thank not only Dr. Baker, but also Vice President Bittner for that work, for keeping us informed so that we know what's going on. And we'll be hearing a lot more about this as we move forward in this meeting and others. We also have had two football victories, which I was, like Sherilyn, I don't know much about football. Dr. Baker gave me a pass to go out on the field, and I have to confess I really didn't know what to do when I got onto the field. I believe at one point I might have been standing in front of the kicker while he was practicing for the winning field goal. I was scared to death of stepping over some line, and there are a lot of lines on a football field. And I thought I was safely behind the line of scrimmage, but my friends tell me it's safer to be in front of the line of scrimmage. I'm still confused. But thank you for that opportunity. And seeing NIU be victorious against the University of Iowa was truly a special occasion. It was magical, and to have an opportunity to see the excitement of the players and the coaching staff and our new athletic director was wonderful. Yesterday, I would be remiss if I did not mention the small matter that we had Her Royal Highness, the Princess of Thailand, on campus. And I was just so pleased to be a part of that. I was joined by Trustee Muir and her husband, Michael Muir, and the president and a number of other NIU vice presidents and deans at an event on Monday night at the Chicago Historical Society, where we learned that the princess is a musician and a singer as well, and we watched some extraordinary Thai dance. It was really something special. And yesterday was an amazing day. I miss her already. As soon as she got in the car, I felt like I was saying goodbye to an old friend. She's just a wonderful person, and thank you very much to all of those who worked so hard to confer that honorary degree on her. Thank you, trustees, for supporting it, and for those of you who were able to attend those events. And that concludes my comments for today. So now, the board needs to go into executive session. I look to Jerry because my notes are a little bit scattered, so thank you. We will reconvene in approximately 45 minutes. May I have a motion to close the public meeting and conduct an executive session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, and 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act; collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act; litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act.
So moved.
Second. There's a motion by Trustee Strauss and a second, Trustee Marshall made the second to the motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? This requires a roll call vote. Ms. Bank Wilkins?
Yes.
Trustee Coleman?
Yes.
Trustee Iosco?
Yes.
Trustee Marshall?
Yes.
Trustee Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Strauss?
Yes.
Student Trustee Eccles?
Yes.
Chair Butler?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion is approved. The meeting is now closed and will be reopened at the conclusion of the executive session.